Waking up with you, Texas. It's KB and Marley.
Texas Senator Ted Cruz, who has quite a bit of say in this, is the chairman of the Subcommittee on Aviation and Space. Mm-hmm. I did not know that. Well, last Thursday, he sent a letter to the Secretary of the Air Force advocating for these cities in Texas to become the new headquarters for the U.S. Space Command. Space Force.
Space Force.
Space Force. Houston, San Antonio, and then Fort Worth. Fort Worth was the other one. And this has legs on it, too, because the Air Force has already announced that those Texas cities, all three of them, are going to continue on to the next round, the evaluation phase of the selection process. They don't know, or they're not saying when they're going to name who gets the bid, but really want this to happen. So we got with the Fort Worth Convention Bureau. Not really. For this morning's top 10... It is the top 10 reasons why we think Fort Worth, Cowtown, should be 100% the new headquarters for Space Force. I mean, we're already neighbors with Elon at this point, right? He's just going to be down the road, so it works all well.
He's in South Texas, yeah.
Exactly. So here we go. Top 10 reasons we think Fort Worth, Cowtown, would be perfect for the headquarters of Space Force.
Number 10.
Number 10. Hey, we have two transmitters, just in case you guys need to borrow one. Just something to think about.
Number nine.
Just in case they need a substitute astronaut, we got McConaughey always at the ready.
He's played one on TV a lot,
which qualifies him. He's far more qualified than many others.
Number eight.
Yes.
Pretty sure he lives in space most of the time anyway. Number eight.
Number eight.
Hey, fun new Cowtown Fort Worth slogan. Watch where you're stepping before you take that first small step. That's good around here.
Number seven.
You gotta watch that, especially in stockyards. Number seven, reason we think HQ for Space Force should be right here. You know, if they run out of rocket fuel, hey, just go fill it up with water from the Trinity. That'll get you quite some way.
Number six.
Glows on its own. Number six. Look, space folks. You, if you show up here on our doorstep, at your disposal, already going to have over a year's worth of data and scientific research on whether or not things float or sink. Because we've been at quite some time.
Yes.
We love to share.
Shame is
yes. Will it float every Thursday morning straight up at 8 o'clock? Number five.
Number four.
No, number five.
Number five.
Oh, that's why we skipped. Number five is classified.
Number four.
Number four, reason we think this area would be perfect for Space Force. Do we have Iron Man? No. Do we have Metal Man? Yes.
Number three.
Space folks, you have Buzz Aldrin. It's cool. We got Ruth Buzzy.
Number two.
I want her on the show so bad, Ruth, if you're listening. Number two, it would be really, really cool, and I think we would all love the opportunity to actually get to meet Steve Carell in person. Wouldn't that be wonderful? And then finally, number one. Reason we think Space Force should be grounded right here and be the new headquarters in Fort Worth for the Space Command. Because you know what? If we're good enough for the Tiger King, then we are good enough for space. That's right.
Yeah.
There you go. Props to the Granbury Riding staff. That's your Tuesday Top 10.
Waking up with you, Texas. It's KB and Marley, 92.1 and 95.5. Hank FM.